Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A local government minister, Sevier Kasukwere, blocks the Harare City Council from firing 3,000 workers, saying the local authority's move was unjustified.
I'm surprised that the city of Harare is moving in that direction. I'll be very surprised because the resolutions, as if they've come to my office, will certainly not accept that.
After suffering for years from social isolation and depression, some Zimbabwean women in Mashonaland West Province are celebrating the launch today of an obstetric fistula campaign offering free surgeries.
Mainly because the people that are affected by obstetric fistula are the very marginalized young girls who are turned into brides before their time.
And Bulawayo Council of Police today continued their war with vendors operating from undesignated areas and impounding their wares.
Stay tuned for these stories and much more, including results of today's Premier Soccer League matches played around the country.
A local government minister, Sevier Kasukwere, has blocked the Harare City Council from firing 3,000 workers, saying the local authority's move was unjustified. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
The Harare City Council yesterday dismissed 3,000 employees, saying it wanted to trim its workforce and trim expenditure and channel resources towards service delivery. But less than 24 hours after the decision was made, local government minister Kasukwere says the city council's decision is null and void.
I'm surprised that the city of Harare is moving in that direction. I'll be very surprised because the resolutions, as if they've come to my office, will certainly not accept that, because I think there is a better chance for us to turn around the city of Harare with people collecting their rents, people making sure that the services that are given by council are paid for, going into development, land sales and so forth. City of Harare has a good chance. We are in a unique situation where at the top, people are milking, but at the bottom, how do you fire the lowest who have not been spending that much? In fact, right now as I'm speaking, some of them are 3, 4, 5 months behind in terms of their salaries. We cannot continue pushing the pain. I think it is insensitive for the city fathers, and I'll engage the city father, city mayor, and make a resolution which will not make the people suffer.
However, Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni says the minister has jumped the gun.
It's not yet with the minister. It's not yet even with the mayor. When it gets to the minister, it will get to the minister. We will get to the minister when we get to the minister. At the moment, it's still at committee level of council. Are we together? At this point, it's still at committee level of council, and at committee level, everything is confidential.
Meanwhile, the Harare Provincial Chairperson of the MDCT, Eric Murai, released a statement saying his party would not allow the MDCT-controlled city council to dismiss any employee without any severance packages. Murai said the council's move to fire the workers without benefits was caught arbitrary and insensitive. At the same time, the youth wing of the opposition party's provincial chapter issued another statement calling for the 5-year suspension of the Harare mayor, the chairpersons of the council's human resources, information and finance committees. The party organ said it has set up a committee to investigate the goings on at townhouse. The decision by the Harare City Council to dismiss its workers came just before the Labor Laws Amendment Bill that allows workers to get severance packages when dismissed sailed through Parliament last night. The bill is now waiting for approval by the Senate before President Robert Mugabe signs it into law. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions say more than 20,000 workers have been affected by the Supreme Court ruling that allows employers to fire their workers on 3 months' notice without any severance packages. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.